Over the course of a year, Professor Ahmed and his research team traveled to 75 American cities, visiting more than 100 mosques, Islamic schools, and Muslim homes. Along the way, the team conducted about 2,000 interviews with American Muslims, asking them to describe their experiences living in the United States. Professor Ahmed says, "There is no question that the deadly September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States, carried out by a band of self-described Islamists, has made life for Muslims in America more difficult."
American Muslims are generally considered with some suspicion, with some misunderstanding. There's some controversy around Islam itself. So there is a gap. The gap existed after 9/11, and so many years after 9/11, unfortunately, there still remains a gap.
Professor Ahmed's book describes the nostalgia many American Muslims said they feel for the days before 9/11, when they could enjoy their constitutionally guaranteed religious freedoms with relatively little public controversy. And Ahmed says they described how the change in atmosphere since the 2001 attacks has affected even young Muslim Americans in their schools.
We had some heartbreaking stories. One story in particular about a 10-year-old boy in New York. He told us the story that when he goes to school, he's beaten up because they consider him a terrorist. And his mother went to Pakistan, and she was killed in a bus blown up by the Taliban. So he, in a sense, was pressurized by both the extremists in the Muslim world and some of the prejudice that Muslims are facing in the United States.
Despite such prejudices, Ahmed says Muslims in America are still pursuing their American dreams, and many are excelling in fields like medicine, science, business, and even as members of the U.S. Congress. Their success, Ahmed says, brings with it a new challenge: to work harder to educate non-Muslim Americans about Islam and to respond to what many Muslims believe are the often inaccurate and misleading portrayals of Islam in the U.S. news media. And Ahmed says that, in their quest to close this gap of misunderstanding, Muslim Americans feel a deep patriotic urge
to refer back to the founding fathers, to refer to these extraordinary men like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Adams, who all reached out to people of faith from any other religion in the world, including Islam.
Ahmed says Islam is facing a challenge too, because when Americans look around the world at majority Muslim societies, they see mostly kingdoms or dictatorships, widespread injustice, and a lack of respect for human rights. That grim picture fosters a negative bias against Islam in America. And that bias is reinforced, Ahmed says, every time there is a violent crime committed by someone in the name of Islam, like the recent lethal shooting rampage by Major Nidal Malik Hassan, a Muslim who was serving as an army psychiatrist at the Fort Hood military base in Texas. Toward the end of his book, Professor Ahmed suggests one way these biases can be overcome: if Muslim and non-Muslim Americans can find common purpose and common benefit in helping to move the United States toward better relations with the Islamic world. To do so, Ahmed says, the United States government first needs to develop better relations with its own Muslim citizens.
The American authorities have to have a much better working relationship with Muslims, simply because Muslims are such an important minority in America. They're about 7 million in number, and it's a community you cannot really either take for granted or ignore. Americans need to understand and really begin to empathize with the Muslim community in America, because America is facing a crisis right now on the global stage in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, and the Muslims can play a very important role in acting as ambassadors between Americans and the Muslim world.
Akbar Ahmed says he hopes his book, Journey into America, The Challenge of Islam, will encourage Americans from all backgrounds to see their Muslim fellow citizens in a new and more sympathetic light, and to recognize, perhaps for the first time, that Muslims are an important part of America's rich social tapestry. Mohammed Al-Shinawi, VOA News.